This article may become a wake-up call. I hope you'll wake up. Question on Quora. My friend just died of colon/liver cancer. She lived 5 weeks after diagnosis. We had been on vacation the week before diagnosis and her only complaint was indigestion. How is this possible? What kind of cancer can move this quickly undetected? Answer on Quora. It doesn't move undetected. And usually cancer is not very fast. For a lesion to get to the size of a dime, it takes 10 years in most cases. There is a reason that people are supposed to get colonoscopy after a certain age. It's 45 now in the US. I'm not saying this to shame your friend. I think that many people underestimate the importance of screenings. Colonoscopy is uncomfortable, unpleasant, embarrassing, and necessary. When did your friend last have a colonoscopy, if at all? I suspect that your friend has had symptoms for years. She just didn't know what those symptoms meant. She may even have told her doctor. Unfortunately, the symptoms are vague, nonspecific. Constipation, diarrhea, rectal bleeding, bloating, abdominal pain/cramping. The symptoms can be mistaken for so many different things. So many patients are told to take an antacid and check back in a few months. Women in particular are passed off, gaslighted. It's all in your head, dear. It's menopause. It's depression. On and on. The moral of this story is, as a patient, you need to be persistent if you have a problem that isn't improving. I'm sorry for the loss of your friend. Now make sure to get a colonoscopy when it's recommended. I didn't answer. I didn't answer because my answer could get me end up in jail. Faster than cancer. And besides, colonoscopy is just one method to detect one kind of cancer. The most frequent cancers that are detected really too late are pancreatic cancer and ovarian cancer, not detected with colonoscopy. I read the responses and see people's reactions on my site. People prefer comfortable lies to the truth. Those comics don't exaggerate. Those quotes neither. The most likely people to dismiss the truth, ignore the unpleasant truth, or settle for a comforting lie are people whose entire identity is vested in knowing and judging. And doctors. I now have had about 100 clients. I now have had about 100 clients who, according to muscle tests, are free of what was killing them. Some had me personally, some use the big bundle to heal themselves. Some still have symptoms. The same symptoms? I can't tell, but whatever they have has everything to do with what they eat, how they eat, and their attitudes. I still have the symptoms of heart disease and stomach disease, but the symptoms go away with me saying the word panic. Weird? I think so. Saying that word sounds like I am labeling the emotion, and if it were so, I could recommend that you do that too. But because of my special relationship with Source, and because we have established to download an energy when I call out its name, what I think is happening, Source downloads the energy of panic to the pattern of the Bach energies. I could use the name Dr. Bach gave to the energy, sweet chestnut, but for me saying the timbre of the emotion works better. Cognitively. Intellectually. So I have a series of Bach energies recorded and some clients use those to their benefit. Another way to get the emotional energy is the Ho, heaven on earth infusible. But if you are too rigid, it won't work for you in audio format. You can use that audio to infuse it in your beverages. That way it works directly in the muscles. If you remember me saying, every illness except maybe infections, is created by some emotional blockage. Emotions are the results of some attitude, words, but manifest in the muscles. And muscles contract and cause blockage of the flow, block the flow of blood, oxygen, lymph fluid to the area that gets diseased. If I had more data, I probably would be able to map out what emotion causes a disease and where in the body. Probably, I say. Because ultimately, if you can get to the root of the attitude and manage it away enough of the time, your future illnesses are less likely to come. And don't kid yourself, any and every attitude you have is forceful and blocks the flow. Unless you manage to learn to allow, learn to let go, learn to relax into life and stop resisting it. For those who successfully meditate, that is the reason for their success and longevity. When you look at a person, you can't see their attitude. Most can't even see it when they hear them speak and interact. Most cannot see anything beyond their knowing, which is projecting on the other what they know and what they are. This tendency to know is the same thing as the comforting lie. Without getting comfortable with not knowing, confusion, conflict, discomfort, by allowing them to be, and then pass when they are ready, not you, but the uncomfortable feeling, you are forcing, and you cause your own illness. If you manage to be cured by the big bundle energy, but continue to have the same attitude, i.e. you are still causing blockage at the same area, your trouble will come back. And will be faster acting than before. The more willful, the more forceful a person's attitude is, the more the condition will come back, unless they learn to relax and allow life be life. Not knowing be just not knowing. People just be the way they are. Even themselves to be the way they are. I just tested a healing client whose trouble came back. 18 days ago she had clean health. Today her numbers are deadly. If you have any symptoms, indigestion, heartburn, nausea, feeling bloated, constipation, diarrhea, bad taste in your mouth, muscle weakness, tiredness, dizziness, dry mouth, bad breath, constant thirst, difficulty holding your pee, gurgling in your intestines, etc., please do yourself a favor and get a free health evaluation. I muscle test your overall health, cell hydration, brain, circulation, heart, arteries, veins, lungs, digestive system, esophagus, stomach, intestines, liver, liver ducts, gallbladder, lymph system, eyes, ears, smell, balance, taste, kidneys, mitochondria, hypothalamus, pituitary, thyroid, parathyroids, adrenals, pineal gland, ovaries, fallopian tube, uterus, testes, prostate, pancreas, spleen, thymus, muscles, skeleton, bones, skin, hair, voice, immune system, thinking/emotional errors, attitude, nutritional deficiency, eating wrong foods, eating with wrong eating style, lifestyle, overweight, not breathing enough, doing living in a hurry, mitochondria/cell hydration, age, an illness, addictive behavior/pleasure seeking, predatory genes, too many or too few, compulsive behavior, toxic load from preservatives. And I charge you nothing. You can refer other people to it too. Why am I doing it for free? It is selfish, really. I can't bear seeing all these people dying and leaving grieving family behind. In addition to that, once you learn how your attitudes affected your health, at least some people will at least attempt to change their attitude, if for no other reason, so they can live. The world is going out in a handbasket because of the attitude of people like you. You don't know your attitude, because it is hidden from your view, under several layers or stuff. The more people ask for their free health measurements, the more people I have a chance to touch. So I am selfish. You know the joke, the masochist asks the sadist to hit him. The sadist, with an ugly frown on his face, says ... when you deprive me from what I ask you to do, you are the cruel sadist. Cutting your nose in spite of your face.